I love researching. I love trying new things out on my own first. And yet when I bring people alongside of me in a community or when I join someone else along their journey, I find my transformation is often way more powerful.
Hello and welcome to the Connect Podcast. This show is all about helping you connect to your soul's calling so you can take action on it. Because the sweetest success is a blend of discovering your purpose with the inner drive to bring it to life. I'm Sheila Botello, health coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and mom of two, best known for my online wellness programs, mentoring, and self-love passion. Listen in for inspiring interviews, solo chats, and Q&A sessions that will move you past overwhelm towards what lights you up. Stop accepting good enough and go for your version of great in your health, business, and relationships. Let's get started.
Hi, welcome to this Q&A episode all about doing community in the messy middle. And what does that really look like? Here on podcasts, on websites, on social media, in traditional media magazines that I grew up in even, I really always loved before and after stories. Before and after stories gave me hope of what was possible because people were being so real about their actual experience that brought them to where they currently are. And then I saw them transform. And certainly before and afters, the nice thing about them, it just shows the beginning and maybe the middle and the end, but like it's in a two-page spread or a one-page spread. We don't see the messiness that can happen. And we know anytime we're trying to make a big change, it can happen easier than we expect. I'm not saying all change needs to be hard. However, there involves a certain level of work and commitment because it's not necessarily about the actual things we're doing, the actions we're taking often. It is about our beliefs about whether we're capable of doing those actions and following through and having them become practices for the long term. That's often why so many times we don't make change. It's not because we're not capable. It's not because we don't have it in us. It's because we really doubt, are we able to do this? Our old stories often come with us and they're whispering in our ear, well, you tried this before. It didn't work, remember? You're probably not going to do it now. Why even try? You may as well stop. Quit while you're ahead. Like, we can be so mean to ourselves, right? And I know you hear a lot about this. It's our younger selves protecting us because we don't want to disappoint ourselves from trying and failing. And yet, you know, that term like shoot for the moon, you'll land among the stars. I always thought, well, that's nice. That is kind of like shoot for massive and then you'll still end up in the stratosphere. I'd like to look at it more like go in the direction that you want and that you desire and just see how far you can go. Frankly, even one or two steps forward, a shift in our thinking, our behaviors, our practices, the way we talk to ourselves, all of these things, it's amazing what a tiny little shift can do. So sometimes starting small is a great way to move us forward. And doing it alone is something that I'm kind of known for. When I start something, I usually kind of just try it on my own. I do some research. And that's kind of me, though. I love to research things. And I'll try it out and I'll see how I'm doing. And I realize that probably became a habit from my younger self not wanting to be seen messing up. My desire to have people's approval when I was younger was huge. And I look at that now and I see it for what it was. And I see how it's easy to just carry it forward with you as a practice and not ever question it. So something in my adult life, particularly, oh my goodness, as soon as I became a parent, that started to shift because getting through that messy stuff of getting into a brand new area of your life, something you've never done before, like it can be really, really messy. It can be amazing. And yet doing it with other people who are going through the stuff too at the same time, or maybe they're a little further ahead of you, or they're just a little bit behind you. That feeling of you're not alone is so comforting. And so I've started to really love that experience. And so I love to build communities. I love to connect with people and learn from them and ask them so many questions and be so curious. And I know I sometimes drive my kids crazy probably because I'm always asking questions. And try asking 10 questions in a row to a teenager, as good-natured as they are, and see how that works for you. And I will always be curious, though. I will always ask the questions because I just love to know where people are coming from. And I also love to find out ways of doing things that are more practical and efficient as well. Why make all the mistakes if you don't have to, if someone's gone ahead of you? And so I find the best way, the least invasive way, where it doesn't feel like I'm just asking 100 questions, is to be doing it alongside of people in community. And I have a number of different communities that I'm a part of that are really pouring into my life. And of course, I have my own personal communities that I lead and individuals that I connect with directly as well. And I really invite you to look around you at how you're doing life. How does it look to you to get through the messy stuff? Do you hide it? Do you try and do it on your own because you don't want to inconvenience anyone or burden anyone? Or do you feel ashamed that maybe you don't have it all together? You feel like, hey, everybody else is doing great. Why can't I do great? I don't want them to see. Ask yourself those questions. And I want you to know we're all struggling with something, no matter how it looks on the outside. Recently, I shared in my stories, like how I totally had a breakdown a teary breakdown, you know, with my son talking about my former relationship with math in high school and that whole deal. And you can go back. I don't know if it's saved to my stories somewhere, but maybe my highlights on my Instagram, but it really impacted me. And I wanted to share that because there were lessons to be learned from that. And the lesson that I gleaned from that was we all have a story that may not be ours that is holding us back. And unless we share these stories, we don't realize this is the case. And we can go on thinking that something's wrong with us because we're not doing it right, quote unquote, right. What is right? There is no right when it comes to ways of doing certain things. I believe there is intention and there is individuality and uniqueness, and we get to show up vibrantly as who we are. So, what community are you cultivating in your life to get through the messy stuff with? Not just to lead where you're an expert. We need you doing that, yes. And going alongside of other people who are muddling through, maybe celebrating some days, you know, chastising themselves the other days. Like, we're human. These are real things. We can say this. As I've mentioned before, I'm a very optimistic person. I tend to lean towards the positive. And I'm also a realist in the sense that these are all real emotions and real things that we experience. We can't just brush them away and not think about them and not sit with it. Sitting with the hard stuff, sitting with the messy stuff, and stuff that may not even be constructive thinking, it all has value. Because when we sit in it, that's often when we realize that it's not serving us. If we never stop to think about it, we'll just keep doing those things. And then 10, 20 years go by and we think, oh, what was I doing? Another beautiful thing about community, a safe community where you feel like you can be heard, you can show up beautifully as yourself and fully as yourself, is that it's a trusted place where someone may be able to look into your life and share a reflection that you may not see for you to consider. And when we're doing life completely alone, we often can't see what our stumbling blocks are. But when other people are with us, we can. There is actually a scripture verse somewhere in the New Testament. I don't know. I never remember like the actual verses and where they're found. But this one talks about if one man is on his own and he stumbles, you know, it's really going to be hard for him. But if two men or women, I'll say in this sense, are together, they can hold each other up, right? They can keep each other warm. They can help each other out. And that is what community gives. So as you move through these parts of your life that you're wanting to transform in, I hope you feel held in some space. And I want you to know I am in the midst of creating a space for that, for wellness and self-care, and for transformation, for holistic business, for being able to get more out of your life, to reach for the more that you may be yearning for, but not sure if you can attain. I'm creating a space like that. You'll be hearing more about it in coming weeks. And as we go about this process, I hope you feel held in this community as well. I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful that you listen. I'm grateful that you show up and that you share these episodes if they're valuable to you. And I hope that you know that your desires and the things that you want to experience in your life, they're yours and they're precious and they're there in your heart for a reason. So I want to encourage you that you can transform into being able to achieve those things. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for listening. Big blessings to you.
Thank you so much for being here with me on the Connect Podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. Also, if you head over to iTunes to leave a review, I'd be so grateful. Let us know what your favorite parts were and what you'd like to hear more of. It will help us have a greater impact, elevating many more people to grow and succeed together. See you next time.